Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here, Christian Center, Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. We're so excited today that God has given us instruction and how to walk through these difficult times that we're in. And I want to share a couple dreams I had where God wrote on the wall and gave instruction on how to press through this dark season. All right, let's listen in. Of that, an awesome God. Love that rendition of that. He's an awesome God. Wisdom, power he brings to us today. Well, it's Tuesday. It's the 23rd day of May 2023, and we're still in our Isaiah 62 fast. We've been talking about it quite a bit. Don't forget about it. It's the last week. Let's push through this 21 days. Let's see the angelic realm, the host of heaven, come and partner with us through the fast, and then also bring protection and bring Israel and all the prophetic words that are tied to that land into fruition. The restoration of all things, which will prepare the coming of the Lord. And also, it'll walk us through whatever we're going through to get us where we're called to be prophetically as well. I'm telling you, when you make it first, and you seek the kingdom of God first, and one of the things of the kingdom is to the Jew first, to Israel, keeping that central theme, God will bless every part of your journey. I can testify miracles after miracles of doing this and walking in this truth and this revelation and the blessing of the Lord on our lives. I don't have enough time to tell you about that. Well, here we are. Like I said, we're almost through this month, going fast, faster than I wanted to do. But I'd say this, the fast has paid off. I mean, it's been fruitful. There has been much protection over Israel, much movement in the spirit for them, and we're believing also for the salvation of that land and the salvation of the people. So I know the fervent prayer is effectual, and it is accomplishing what we're desiring it to do, which is to bring his peace, his love over the apple of his eye. Well, I had a dream. It's a long time ago. I may have shared it before. I can't remember if I did or not, but I felt it's appropriate in this battle with the storms coming, the storms we're in, that no matter what, there is a place we have to contend and we have to keep fighting. And this was a really short dream. I have another one to go with it. But, you know, there's times that God just kisses you with something brief. I actually think sometimes the shorter dreams, the quicker ones, are sometimes the most powerful ones because it's what you need to hear in that moment. It's a voice in the wilderness. It's a voice in the darkness. It's a voice to carry you through. It's a thunder of heaven saying you're going to make it. And in this dream, I was, I don't know what I was doing exactly, but I saw this written on the wall. It was literally written on the wall. I love that. You know, you see that in scripture where the finger of God writes on the wall and to a dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Anyway, and this is what it says. It says, no matter how difficult it gets, and ever how evil the days, never give up! Exclamation mark three times with a quote ending. I mean, God even put the quotation marks with the exclamation marks for us in English. That's just emphasis of God saying, look, don't ever, never, ever give up, no matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult it gets, ever how evil the days, never give up. And we are in some evil days. And then I don't know how many months later, I have another dream and I'm in a wrestling match. And if I used to wrestle when I was a little kid, when under probably 10 years old or so, maybe a little older. But we'd wrestle, and it's a very difficult sport, man. You're hand-to-hand contact. It's all about leverage, push. It's all about, you know, pinning your opponent, doing things that wear him out. Anyway, and in this dream, I was just fighting this guy. I knew he was a darkness, spoke of darkness at least. And I was in this great thing, and I just wanted to give up. And as an athlete, this is something we all go through with athletes. When it looks like there's no hope of winning, you actually just surrender your spirit. You just give up, and you stop fighting. You don't extend yourself, and you just go ahead and say, well, I'll just rest and take it up another day. And I was almost at that point. I was just about there. And then I thought to myself, I just felt like the Lord said to me, he said, push one more time. And so in this encounter, I pushed one more time. And I pushed and I pinned my opponent and I won the match. And I think that's a picture of where we are. Just like, I think the two dreams are connected. One, no matter how difficult it gets, no matter what the evil is doing in the earth, we never give up. We know that's Galatians 6:9, right? Don't grow weary in well doing, and don't grow weary in well doing. In due season, you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up. Okay, we know that. But this is a point where we're also wrestling powers and principalities, dark things. We're actually against wickedness. That's one thing about this fast that's been important is we're breaking the bands of wickedness. You know, we did that whole teaching on fasting and how important that is. I was telling my men the other day in my men's Bible study, we were dealing with just struggles that men have sometimes with lust and just the lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, you know, pride of life, the three basic sins that we all struggle with. And we were just talking about it. And I remembered a minister many years ago, Howard Pittman, who was taken to hell and saw the ranks of hell. He saw the principalities, powers, all the different things that are there, and he saw it written out of their plans. And I'll say this to you. One of the things he saw when he was there was he saw that every Christian, every believer, the enemy actually has a war plan, a strategy to take you down, to come against you. And one of the key ways he does that is through familiar spirits. We call these familiar spirits because they're familiar with you. They're familiar with your family. And so they know that they have paths or they've had pathways to your family bloodline that's a weakness in your bloodline. And so they target you. And he said it was a full-blown strategy for every Christian believer. He also saw in this vision that one of the biggest plans against Christians is this, is to inundate them with so many personal problems that they're no good for the kingdom of God. And I think that's an amazing strategy if you're looking at strategies, because it works. But in that passage of Ephesians 6, when it says, you know, powers, principalities, we go against these things in darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Sometimes they're not that big, but they're powerful in the sense of what they accomplish. And he said in his encounter, he actually went to this realm, one of the lower realms of hell, as far as rank and order, is the spirit of lust, especially toward men, and just the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, those two big things. And he said they were little imps, little bitty things, these little lust spirits were. And the powers and principalities, the highest ranking entities in hell, were extremely jealous of the spirits of lust because they have accomplished more and taken more men and women down in the earth than any power and principality ever has. And so they have all this exclusive power that's been given to them by Satan, probably because that was a high rank that they had when they were in heaven before they fell. But nonetheless, these little imps will get into a heart and pull somebody down, pull them out of the kingdom, pull them out of their purpose. And I want to say that to you. Don't forget that the little things can tear you down just as much as the big things can. So you fight the fight. You don't give up, no matter how evil the days, no matter how difficult it gets. You never give up. And when you feel like you're about to give up, I'm saying the Lord's going to he's giving us a one last boost, an energy boost to go after that match and win that match to victory. One thing that winning victories does is it creates a history in your data bank. And when you have victories, those are things that you pull out for the next battle. That's what they call an army of banners in Scripture and Song of Songs, because these were banners that the warring armies would bring out, and they were signs of battles that they had won. So when you came against the enemy, it brought terror into the hearts of the enemy because they saw those banners. And the more you had, it was a terrible army. Say you had thousands of them, whatever. And you're on the other side, and you're an army, the army that's trying to come against this army, and you're looking, look at that, thousands of victories. We could be the next one that gets put up there. That's what we want. We want the enemy to fear the God who has delivered us. And so as you push forward in this hour, the victories you have, every one of them, again, becomes part of your purpose because you remind yourself, you remind the spirit realm, I have won this before. I will win it again. The Lord was with me before. He'll be with me now. That's the goodness of the Lord. And he wants to do that for us. And in that passage, you know, we don't struggle against flesh and blood. We always got to remind ourselves of that, because that's usually where the enemy wants to take us. That's that temptation to fight a human being. But the word is against rulers, against powers, against the world forces of the darkness, of this darkness, against the spiritual forces and the wickedness in the heavenly places. Where are we called to be seated? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He is the head. We are the body. So if the head is seated in heavenly places, he's not detached from his body. This gets back to an orphan spirit. If you have an orphan spirit, you do not feel like you deserve to be connected to the head, Jesus. Therefore, you don't recognize that you're seated in heavenly places. And if we're seated there, we have the authority to do this. And then, of course, the scripture goes on about taking up the full armor and stand firm. And I understand that we could do a whole teaching on the armor of God. But one of the things that I love, it says, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Flaming arrows, right? So not only do they want to hit you, but they want to burn in you and to burn it inside of you. That's what the enemy wants to do. But that's not our call, right? I love the passage goes on in verse 18. It says, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all saints, and pray on my behalf, Paul's telling them, and utterance may be given to you in the opening of my mouth to make known the boldness and the mystery of the gospel, for I am an ambassador in chains, and in proclaiming I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. You know, Paul, when he was in chains, imprisoned by the way they did at that time, you would actually pay your own way, and if you read in the book of Acts, and they would just stay at a place. But this, the blessed soldier that was chained to him had to hear the gospel, had to watch people be healed all the time. And it says in Acts that when Paul was in chains, it says that the gospel went forth unhindered. In other words, in a difficult, evil day, the gospel of the kingdom was unhindered. And I want to say this to you, no matter how difficult it gets, no matter how the evil days are sitting upon us, never give up. Because why? The kingdom of God, the gospel of the kingdom, the power of God that's put in all of us will not be hindered, even by imprisonment, even by difficulties, even by darkness that invades the earth. It will go forth unhindered. So when you prophesy in darkness, think about that. The power of the light of God in Christ goes through the darkness and makes it to that place. So it's set forth to go. And so I want to encourage you today, get that last push. If you feel like you're just exhausted, push one more time. Push one more time and get that victory. Get that testimony inside of you today. Father, I pray everybody that's heard these dreams today and are in a place of fighting, I thank you, Lord, that we will have the strength through your help to not give up. And Lord, we will push to victory so that we will have that testimony to share in the goodness of God in the land of the living. This is our heart's cry, God, that we see your salvation manifested in our lives and in the earth for a time such as this, so your name will be glorified in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Come back tomorrow. Let's see what the Lord's saying. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day on these daily podcasts on one of these platforms. Please, many of you are new to our podcast, so please share it with your friends. If you like an episode, just share it with them and ask them to subscribe and join what God's doing here through Christian Center Shreveport. We are still in our Isaiah 62 fast. Keep pressing into that. Go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. You can slide down there and click on that. Also, you can look at all that we do on our app. Download that on your phone. You can give there as well as on the website. God bless you. See you tomorrow.